In computer news this week, what's the best web browser for you? A web browser is software that lets you move around the internet, view text and pictures, bookmarks, favorite places you like, and does other functions. There are numerous add-ons you can download, like one to help you autofill online forms so you don't have to keep retyping the same information over and over again. The top three browsers today are Internet Explorer, which is built into Windows, and you already have a copy of it on your PC, Firefox, which you can download free from Mozilla, and Chrome, which you can download free from Google. There are other browsers too. If you have a cell phone, it probably uses a different browser from these three. An important thing to realize here is that Firefox is a user-supported browser, open source and available to anyone, whereas Internet Explorer and Chrome are company-supported browsers by Microsoft and Google, respectively. Two companies which are huge rivals. Firefox's current position in the browser wars is a solid number two. It's been around about 5 years with its popularity being created by end users. Chrome is challenging Firefox for that number two spot. Internet Explorer has been around since 1995 as a standard part of Windows, and Chrome's been offered by Google for the past 3 years. These browsers' popularity has been created by the marketing of the companies that created them, Microsoft and Google, and who want users to use only their browsers. The battleground for the web browser wars is the internet and the concept of cloud computing. Google has been a proponent of cloud computing, where all your application software, word processing, spreadsheets, etc., are up in a cloud along with your data files, and you and your company can access them from anywhere. Of course, when you do this, they want you to be using their Chrome browser. Microsoft has slowly entered the cloud computing marketplace, which runs contrary to their concept of application software and data files being stored on local computers or networks, with each user having licensed copies of Microsoft Office. Of course, when you access the cloud or surf the internet, they want you to be using their IE browser. Firefox has no stake in cloud computing and just wants to be your web browser. You can download both Firefox and Chrome for free. They install easily. They'll automatically copy your bookmarks and settings from whatever browser you're using so that when you start them up, you don't have to re-enter all that information. Each browser looks and feels a little different from the others, but they all do the same thing, let you surf the web. I have used all three, but I primarily use Firefox and have since it came out because of security issues and also because I don't want an all-Microsoft world. I've seen numerous browser comparisons, but to me, they're pretty much all the same. I don't see any great speed differences between them. I notice Chrome loads a little faster than the other two, but you usually only open your browser once and then leave it open. So if you're content with status quos, just keep on using Internet Explorer, but be sure and upgrade it to the latest version 9.0. But if you're inquisitive and want to try new things and get a little more hip with your computing, Firefox and Chrome await you. For Rob Bytes, this is Frank Delaney.